You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for Kids.
Fish and I'm feeling kind of snazzy, a little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them all together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up so you can all get down.
Yo, 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 this is Jamie from Go Fish, and I want to thank you for listening to the Go Fish Podcast today. I am especially excited that you're listening because today we are starting a whole new series of podcasts to get us all ready for Easter. Now, for those of us who believe in Jesus, Easter is the biggest celebration of the year. It's in just a few weeks on April 12th, and I have a huge announcement. My announcement is, even though almost everything has been getting canceled lately because of the coronavirus, Easter will never be canceled. You see, Christians around the world are going to celebrate, and we are recording this podcast to help all of our friends get ready for the party. So let's get things started with a Go Fish song. And if you happen to play a mean air guitar, then this one's for you. From his throne on high, he humbled himself, he came to live so he could die. He was killed on the cross, but he rose up from the grave. Death was defeated, so wipe your tears away.
I'm gonna clap my hands and shout Hosanna. Jesus is risen.
On our own, we needed him to come for our rescue.
Our sin has a price that we could never pay. Jesus paid it all so we could be saved. I'm gonna clap my hands and shout Hosanna. Jesus is risen.
Is the Son of God.
I believe.
The sacrifice for sin.
I believe.
He is the risen King.
I believe.
And he's coming back again.
I believe.
Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe.
The sacrifice for sin.
Nice job on the air guitars, everyone. Now, before we go any further, I need to remind you of a very important rule here on the Go Fish Podcast. Our favorite book around here is the Bible. So whenever you hear us sing,
it's in the book,
we need you to pump your fists in the air and as loud as you can say,
huh.
Okay, let's practice.
It's in the book,
huh.
Excellent job. Now we are going to read a couple of verses from the Bible. And if you want to follow along in your own Bible, that would be awesome. We're going to read John 3, verses 16 through 18. And while we read, see if you can keep track of how many times you hear the word believe. If you need some extra time to look it up, you can pause the podcast and start it up again when you're ready.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. John 3:16-18.
Were you able to count how many times you heard the word believe in those verses? That's right, 4 times. And if the word believe is repeated 4 times in the passage that describes why God sent Jesus to live and die on the earth, then it must be really important. And I don't know if you noticed, but the word Son was also used 3 times. Again, very important. You see, Easter only makes sense when you believe that Jesus truly is the Son of God. And we can be sure that it really is true because
it's in the book.
What's really cool is that before Jesus came to earth, he lived in heaven with God, his Father. That means Jesus knows more about God than anyone else. I mean, think about it. If someone wanted to know about your dad, what would you be able to tell them? I bet you have a lot of stories about your dad because you've lived with him and you know him better than most people. Well, Jesus had a lot of stories about his dad too. He told them to people while he was here on earth, and we can read them in the Bible. That's one of the reasons Jesus came to earth. He was sent by his Father so that we could get to know God through him. And speaking of dads,
it's time for the dad joke of the day.
Everybody knows that dads love corny jokes, right? Well, I'm a dad and I'm no exception, so here we go. When is the best season to jump on a trampoline? Springtime!
And that was the dad joke of the day.
The next song I want to play for you guys is one of my all-time favorites. This world can seem crazy and out of control sometimes, and this song always makes me feel better because it reminds me of who's in charge.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. And though the wrong seems oh so strong, the Lord is King, let the heavens ring, God reigns.
I've had a great time today spending time with you and talking about what it means to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Easter is going to be here before we know it, and I'm excited for all of us to celebrate together. And I have an idea of a way that we can do that I think will be a lot of fun. My challenge to you is to create something super awesome using the two words, I believe. You could draw a picture, build something out of Legos, make a design outside with sidewalk chalk, whatever your amazingly creative minds can think of. Then have your mom or dad post it on Instagram using the hashtag GoFishKidsMusic. That way we can share it with the world on our website. Would you believe that out of the top five cities that listened to Go Fish last week, only one is even in the United States? People were listening in Australia, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Canada, Switzerland, and that's just a few of the countries. So I can't wait to see what creative ideas you all come up with. And don't forget to use the words I believe and to use the Instagram hashtag GoFishKidsMusic. That's all for now. See you next time, and remember, you are awesome just the way you are.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.